Yeah, so Coach Trotman, after here in Trinidad now, after winning Zone A, what is the vibe in the camp now looking ahead to the semifinal against West Indies emerging players?
Yes, well, I see the vibe is very good at the moment. The guys are confident and they're looking forward to completing this tournament, and they're happy to be in Trinidad. So it's a very good vibe at the moment.
Right. The scores in St. Kitts suggested that the wickets were seemingly good cricket wickets in general, and probably even better for batting. And I presume you were monitoring the scores in Trinidad. So, change of conditions, what are some of your plans to adjust to the Queen's Park wicket after coming from St. Kitts?
Well, coming from St. Kitts, wickets have been very good in St. Kitts, but I've got some players who have been playing in Trinidad before, and they've been discussing that as well. And I see the guys have got their plans in place, you know, and they're ready to adjust as quickly as possible. They know they have to adjust to conditions as quickly as possible. They played at Queen's Park over before, you know, so the guys are pretty confident. I've got one or two players, you know, been associated with Trinidad cricket for a number of years, you know, so yeah, they know the conditions well, you know, so we take a lot of advice from them as well.
Looking at your opponent, the West Indies emerging players, obviously with Coach Floyd Reefer and players like Justin Greaves, Kian Harden, Dominic Drakes, they have some knowledge of you and you have some knowledge of them. So how do you view, you feel you can use that, maybe that knowledge of the Barbados players in that team to help you?
Well, actually, first of all, we would not be underrating any players from the emerging side. I mean, those guys are in the Barbados side, they're all very young, talented players, and they've all been pushing for players in the Barbados national side as well. So they're becoming hard at us, correct thing for them to do. And we'll be doing the same. So, you know, we would make sure that we do not underrate them or underestimate them. So we will be playing pretty hard.
And lastly, I guess, from a Barbados pride perspective, obviously Caribbean knows the Barbados trident, CPL team just won CPL. So I guess now you're potentially two games from a potential final. Is the Barbados pride team have any like aim to like emulate the trident?
No, we actually haven't thought of emulating the trident at all. I mean, two different teams really in principle, but it would be nice to also finish on top, to be champions also as well. I mean, that's the reason why we are part of this competition. You know, we're looking forward. We're here to win.